From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki steps down. Heavy shelling reported in rubble-controlled eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Two-term Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he is stepping down and will support his nominated replacement. Mr. Maliki was under enormous international pressure to step aside. He announced his decision late Thursday in a nationally televised address, pledging his full support for nominee Haider al-Abadi. Mr. Maliki had rapidly lost support of the international community and is widely accused of failing to unite Iraq's various factions during his eight-year tenure. President Obama says U.S. airstrikes have broken an Islamic militant group's siege on a mountaintop in Iraq where civilians were seeking refuge. Mr. Obama said Thursday the situation on the mountain is greatly improved.
Yesterday, a small team of Americans, military and civilian, completed their review of the conditions on the mountain. They found that food and water have been reaching those in need and that thousands of people have been evacuating safely each and every night. The civilians who remain continue to leave, aided by Kurdish forces and Yazidis who are helping to facilitate the safe passage of their families.
President Obama says he does not believe an additional operation would be needed to evacuate the refugees targeted by the Islamic State for being members of Iraq's religious and ethnic minority. Millions of people in the Gaza Strip in southern Israel Thursday enjoyed an extension of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egyptian mediators brokered a five-day extension of an existing truce to allow for more negotiations in Cairo aimed at reaching a deal to end the war in Gaza. The extension began at midnight Wednesday and is holding despite a brief overnight exchange of rockets and airstrikes. There were no reports of casualties. Heavy shelling was reported in rubble-controlled parts of eastern Ukraine. The Donetsk City Council reported that two people were killed and two shopping centers and a house damaged in shelling that hit near the city center. It also reported a fire on the grounds of an oil storage facility. The Donetsk Regional Health Department reports that 74 civilians have been killed and more than 100 wounded in fighting throughout the region over the past 3 days. Meanwhile, a Russian convoy of about 300 trucks carrying what Moscow says is humanitarian aid remains stalled about 40 kilometers from the Ukraine border as controversy swirls about what it's carrying and its final destination. President Obama says the United States is committed to working with Sierra Leone, Liberia, and its other international partners to help contain the Ebola outbreak that's led to more than 1,000 deaths in West Africa. The White House says Mr. Obama underscored his commitment on separate phone calls Thursday to the presidents of Liberia and Sierra Leone. He also expressed condolences to those who had died from the virus. Antiretroviral therapies will work well to keep HIV infection at bay. But as soon as the drugs are discontinued, the AIDS virus comes roaring back in a matter of weeks. VOA's Jessica Berman reports researchers have now developed a treatment that attacks hidden HIV, so there is no rebound when antiviral drugs are stopped.
Using mice that were genetically bred to become infected with the AIDS virus, researchers have managed to access and unmask latent reservoirs of HIV and destroy them. In more than half of the rodents, the infection did not recur after antiretroviral therapy was stopped. Rockefeller's Ari Halper-Stromberg helped develop the strategy, which they call shock and kill.
I think it's just a layman's term or a way of clearly explaining the idea, which is just to shock the virus, to wake it up from its latent state. And then, obviously, you need to kill it in order to have an effect, because it is risky. If you just shock it and don't kill it, then you could have a lot of problems.
Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
The wife of actor-comedian Robin Williams says Parkinson's disease may have been a factor in her Hollywood star husband's apparent decision to commit suicide earlier this week. Susan Schneider says her late husband was struggling with depression, anxiety, and the Parkinson's diagnosis when he was found dead Monday in his Northern California home. Schneider said her husband was in the early stages of the disease. She did not say when he was diagnosed. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.